Good evening, wrestling fans, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Features Presents Squared Circle Society. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya, Pugs Dread, and Ozzy V. Well, we're here tonight to talk about SummerSlam and TakeOver, but first, I just want to kick things off since we haven't been on in a while, at least talking wrestling. Todd's got his smile back. All is good in the world. I just want to congratulate Ozzy V for taking out both The Fiend and taking them both out, The Fiend and Braun, the monster among men. Congratulations, Ozzy. I mean, we haven't seen you in, what, 6 months now? This is amazing. Coming back
for
your belt.
I got my teeth fixed, too. I don't know if you noticed. So now they're kind of bigger than my mouth, but, you know. Now, I don't know if you guys got that. That was one of the first things I saw. I was like, oh, you know, I kind of like this. All aggressions. Wait, what?
Crest.
He looks like The Miz now.
I don't think that's a good thing.
I did like the newfound aggression. That was fun to watch. Yeah. Because, like, him smiling and waving, that was just annoying.
Yeah.
I wish I could say the same, guys, but he took out my boy. I'm pretty pissed off right now. I should be joyous. It should be a joyous occasion for me, but I'm mad.
Well, the way they did that, I see it as Fiend is now the face and Reigns is maybe heel for the first time.
Look, I hope Reigns is heel, but still, this is not working for me. But I'm not the only one watching, so whatever.
that's true. That's true. I mean, I'm sure I'm glad to see him back. I mean, maybe that'll help even out the ratings a little bit, you know. But we've never had true heel Roman, so I'm gonna be hopeful. Positive Dan is back.
Start out as heels.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, in its singles.
Dan doesn't count that, you know.
Well, I don't think we should get too wrapped up on the whole end result. Why don't we start back at the beginning and get this thing kicked off correctly, I think.
Yeah, so do you want to start with SummerSlam or TakeOver?
Let's go TakeOver since that happened first.
I know, we discussed before this happened. This, I didn't know. All right, TakeOver. Sorry, it's not Squared Circle if I don't provoke Todd at least once. All right, so TakeOver. All right. So I have a strong opinion about one thing on TakeOver, but we'll start from the beginning. Finn Balor and Timothy Thatcher. This seems like a match you probably enjoyed, Ozzy.
Yeah, it was two guys in a fight. I liked, although I mean. As soon as I liked seeing Thatcher react to the injury and then immediately go after the leg. And at that point I was thinking, oh, this, you know, this will be really good for him. It could really help elevate him. Like if he wins that way, you know, in a submission in the leg, and then that would kind of get him over. But then after Finn was able to overcome that and then still beat him, it's like at Finn's worst, he couldn't beat this guy at his best. And so it was like, eh, match was fun. Yeah, it just would have changed the finish personally.
I think Thatcher had a lot of momentum coming off of that win over Riddle. I forget what they called that match now, but
I get that, but if they wanted to have Finn go over, don't have him get injured and then win, because that just makes the other guy like, wait a second. So yeah. Not only were you able to like take advantage of the injury, but you're a heel, so you should have been able to cheat. Like you should have been after the leg way more and made it worse, right? Enough that the face or the baby face was not able to overcome that. So
but we're also supposed to feel like Finn's a big deal. So
I sure, yeah. Then, but then don't do the spot.
I agree. You know what I mean?
Like Thatcher, figure out something else that doesn't make Thatcher look weak.
Yeah. And I didn't like it when Thatcher took that submission from Loomis in that ladder match qualifier. I just felt like he still needs to be built up. I like what he's doing. I think there's something that can be done with him, but I'll be honest, with the draft announced, I have a feeling Balor's going to put over Cross and then he's going to be back on the main roster. That's just my guess. But Todd, big Thatcher fan. We haven't talked wrestling with you in so long. Who do you like?
I'm just a producer here tonight. I didn't tell you that part. I actually do like Thatcher, but don't ever throw it to me on this stuff, Dan.
That Thatch is Thatch can. I mean, come on, you got the shirt, you know. But
you're going to turn me on him, Dan. It's going to be that quick. I'm like, oh, no, that guy sucks.
All right, so yeah, I agree. Good match. Moving on to the ladder match. Didn't go the way I expected. I'll be honest. I kind of wanted to see my hat brother walk away with the North American title. I love Cameron Grimes. I think he'd be a great annoying heel.
I want a thick boy. He looked awesome on the go-home show, kicking everyone's ass. He was like the last big boy standing. Give it to him. He's cool.
Well, we should all be marks for a thick boy, but I don't know, a little too soon. A little too soon. I don't know. I like Cameron Grimes.
I just wish he would pick the dark or the cool, because dark and cool, like, it's like something just doesn't mesh well. You know what I mean? It's like, if you're going to be dark, we've established that dark is mostly quiet and like evil-ish, and cool and energetic is fine. I mean, especially like his mentor, Scott Hall. I actually specifically say Razor Ramon, but I mean, like,
you're speaking
Razor Ramon, it's like, just, it doesn't, like, it feels like it's a square peg being trying to be fit into a round hole, and it just, pick one, like, be either one. If you want to be Kevin Nash, like getting in a jacuzzi drinking like that, oh wow, that's totally Kevin Nash. But like, it just, that's just me. But I mean, seeing him as the champion, like I didn't think he really needed the title, because I think he's so over. But it would be good to give that title, you know, he would be good to have a good run with the title to establish himself as on his way to being. I think he's eventually going to be a main event guy on the main roster. That's what they probably see in him.
So. Damian Priest.
I hope he gets better. I think he's boring as shit.
Oh really?
I do.
I'm a pugs.
He acts way too cool and way too big for being. Like, he's a bit tall guy, but you're not a big guy. Slow your fucking roll, dude. Like,
my issue is what I've been saying forever. It's the cool factor. He doesn't have it.
I want to boo him. I like him as a heel. You know what I mean? Like, I really win this match. I did not want him to win in the classic way, me watching a wrestling match. So I think he's good for that. Like, it's that, for me, it's that, like you guys said, it's that cool factor. Like, he just acts too cool. And it's like, that's almost like what a heel does. So, I'm not sure if that's what he's trying to be, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like they're pushing him that direction based on what they say on commentary or even when he cuts promos.
It's always been a little confusing what he's supposed to be. I mean, it's like, what, is he a vampire? Is he the Crow? Is he, you know, it's always been a little.
It's best if they just reserve that dark evil characters for their main event. Like, if you're going to have a dark evil character, have that be just Bray Wyatt. Don't try to do this, and you know, because then it's like all the evil people should hang out together backstage, or you know, or have some sort of communication with the company. So, meh.
He's awkward as a ladies' man too. I agree, but I do enjoy his in-ring work. I think he's pretty talented, but not who I thought would go over. Velveteen Dream. When is it going to stop being weird now?
Allegedly, he's been convicted of no crime. Dream.
I agree. I thought for a second, like, I'm like, man, will they just say to hell with this and give it
belts? I wish they would have. Especially since, like you said, one of them straight up said, hey, I lied. My bad.
One, yeah. That's not
all it needs. That's how you get a hung jury. You got to convince one person. Innocent.
But I will say the match itself, first ladder match in a while that I've seen some spots I've never seen before. Bronson coming with Candace doing that splash. I thought that was cool. Really cool. There were quite a few. It was a fun ladder match. I'll be honest, for me, this was probably the match of the night.
Who did Gargano powerbomb and slip? Like, he slipped up.
Cameron Grimes. Yeah, he bit.
That looked rough.
These ladders didn't seem to have a whole lot of give in this one. Which was there were several spots that looked quite painful. I'm curious to see what they do with Priest. They just need to retool him a little bit. But
give him the tool gimmick.
Give him full heel, full heel. Just make him a complete asshole that everybody wants to see his ass kicked. Because that's all I want to see. Every week, I hope Damian Priest gets his ass kicked. Like, I actually tune in. Could he get his ass kicked? Like a classic heel should. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But him.
He's almost 40 years old, too. He's one of the more older guys on the roster. All right. So that was the ladder match. Moving on to our next one, which is trying to make sure I remember the order here. All right. So this one I'm really curious to talk about. Pat McAfee and Adam Cole, because we haven't talked wrestling. I had mixed feelings going into this because Adam Cole to me is WWE's future right now. I always felt super highly of this guy, and I, you know, it's like a punter is gonna be a problem for him. I don't know how I feel about that. I will give credit where credit is due, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. Have we ever had a celebrity that's done more physically in a match than McAfee did? Because, you know, kudos, he did quite a bit.
The closest thing I think would be Stephen Amell from Arrow.
That's true.
Man, that was like, not I like he didn't wrestle a 20-minute match one on one.
Yeah,
that was a tag match. Okay, I think
it was awesome.
Well,
all right, so, Todd's upset.
No. Well, one, you said celebrity because if you would have said football player, there's tons of examples. Most recent, you have someone like Moose. But
he went through the full training. That's not like a celebrity.
McAfee's been training for what, like a year?
Yeah. So
I don't know.
Well, yeah, anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. No, please go on.
I was saying I read that he had been training for a year, like in general, and you know this was probably something in the works for a while because you know you would see those clips of I would crack up every time they show the clip of Cole genuinely seeming angry when he says, "Shut up, Pat!" Like, kind of reminded me of myself a little bit. It's like, "Shut up, Caesar!"
Yeah. Or me and Todd. I don't know. That could go either way.
Shut up! Our birthdays are only a week apart, so I don't know if that has something to do with it. Like, you can tune into our anger whenever we needed to or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But considering the build, I felt it an appropriate one. It just... storytelling was kind of wonky on it because they made you feel sympathy for Cole, then they made you feel sympathy for Mac. Like, yeah. I don't want to feel sympathy for both guys. I want one guy to win and one guy to lose. Don't make me, who do I want to win? I don't know. That's what I hated about face versus face matches as a kid.
And as an adult.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I liked Pat. I thought you did a damn good job.
Yeah,
I just hope he's such an obnoxious character. I hope he stays.
Well,
he could be the Mongo.
Well, if you're gonna, well, now you're back to football player. Pick one, Dan. Because if you keep it with celebrity, I would have thrown out David Arquette.
There you go. Maybe we'll get David Arquette versus Cole at the next takeover. It'll be a thing. Todd, your face. Come on, maybe he'll come out with Oliver Platt.
Okay, fantasy booking, Dan. Come on.
Let's match.
Right. But the right guy won, so I'm happy. If McAfee beat Cole, I would definitely not be as amused with all this. All right, moving on to our next match, which was the women's title match. Rhea Ripley versus Dakota – or not Rhea Ripley. What am I talking about? Io Shirai versus Dakota Kai. I'm a big fan, for some reason, of Raquel Gonzalez. I was a little disappointed that – because I heard she was coming up to the main roster. So I really didn't want to see her here because I think there's something could potentially be there. She could be the Tamina role, but good. But
who wants to be Tamina?
But good.
Okay.
How would it feel awkward if, let's say, she worked on the main roster but – was a bodyguard on NXT. And I when I say main roster, I'm referring to like Raw or SmackDown. So like we see somebody who's dominant in either Raw or SmackDown become hired as a bodyguard in NXT. So that way, like they would still pull in people to watch if they were charismatic enough. But with that, reversed, I mean, like, whereas
they're a champion in NXT and they're a bodyguard on the main roster.
Oh yeah. Actually. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, I'm amazed. Like,
didn't we have that kind of before?
Dana Brooke. Time? Didn't Dana Brooke do double duty for a little
while? Yes, there you go. Not who I was thinking of, but that'll work.
Yeah. Yeah, there's...
And if anyone deserves to be on two brands, it's Dana Brooke.
That poor thing.
Yeah, no, I thought this was a really good match. Not a lot of suspense because you kind of knew the outcome. This was just, EO wasn't dropping that belt yet. But yeah, I had a lot of fun. I'm amazed Raquel wasn't knocked the hell out on that moonsault, man. Like, knees right to the head. That looked ugly. But yeah, it seems like maybe Rhea's going heel. And yeah, good match. I don't have a lot else to say. The women's division in NXT is awesome. So I think we're going to talk the most about the main event. Karrion Kross versus Keith Lee. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. This was the worst takeover main event in ever. I was shocked. They never kicked it into that final gear at all. I feel like Randy Orton like got to them both and just said, wrestle, work the arm. I don't know. There was just nothing much to it.
He's transitioning to his main roster working style.
There you go. I don't think Karrion's going to work that well as an NXT champion. He's talented, but I don't think he's that guy that's going to have those 4 or 5 star matches that you're accustomed to in NXT. And I don't know. What do you think, Ozzy? I don't know.
The whole, again, back to the evil gimmicks. Like, if this guy would just come out to music and just, like, look like he just wants to kick somebody's ass, that's what I want. But when you got like, how many times can we do, like, on with it, just kick somebody's ass. So that way, like, this whole entrance happens and he does, like, yeah, I get it, cool, but. Come on, like, can we save that for like some, like, because it's like I'm saying that with this, I'm saying that now with Braun Strowman, and I already have that with Bray Wyatt, and then I'm saying it with Damian Priest. It's like the whole dark evil thing is being overdone, and so anytime I see somebody with that type of, like, I think Ciampa's better because Ciampa was just like, I will defend this. Yeah. I will beat anybody, like, that was his life. And that was, that could resonate with me. But when I see all these people, like, oh, he's evil. like Cameron Grimes, actually. Cameron Grimes is a fun heel. But
yeah.
But when we're talking about the evil, it's like, shut up. Because nobody's like that evil in real life. Mm-hmm. If they are, they're currently... holding a political office position, but you know, yeah, that's my opinion. But again, in ring, he's talented. I just felt this main event this didn't seem like the same guy that became the first ever dual champion in NXT history.
Yeah, it's hard to really pull off that evil like a Kane in an era when, you know, we've all seen somebody at Chuck E. Cheese with their kids on
well,
Twitter.
Here's the thing, though, is that when it happened with Kane, the only time we saw it was with Undertaker. Even Mankind wasn't, like, necessarily as dark as he was, just crazy, right? Mm. So when you saw Kane come out, this was the first guy that you bought, like, this guy's evil, and, you know, you buy it. But, like, when you start seeing it all over the place, it doesn't become special.
Yeah. No, I agree. Pugs, what did you think? Am I being too harsh? Because I thought this match was a shit sandwich, to be honest.
No, you're not being too harsh at all. Karrion Kross is cool. I don't think he was ready for the main title on that show. He probably should have been. He probably should have won the ladder match, actually. But
I think it's a matter of them wanting to get Lee on the main roster.
Probably. But
so that was just the first opportunity they saw, unfortunately.
Give it to somebody else. Or just have him relinquish the title again. It's like, I'm done here. Boom.
They've done that too much. They've done that too much. I don't know.
Who's who?
Asuka. Just relinquished.
She's most recent, but
Somebody else relinquished a belt.
They've done it too much. Now let me try to think who it was for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. I'm just saying you're leaving, you know, elevate somebody. It didn't happen.
What are you doing? Well. What are you doing, Dan? You're just saying?
Yeah.
Nobody just says anything, Dan.
Well, I'm saying
neurons that fire off in your brain that make you think, hey, you know what? You should say this. There's a reason for everything you say.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're wasting your breath if you're just saying something not with no intent for it to mean anything.
I meant it. The match sucked. What were you saying?
The match was a fart. Keith Lee deserves better. Should have went out better. And I think Karrion Kross needs to fucking tone it down. He needs to be like a darker Ken Shamrock. Come out, whoop ass, go.
Yeah, he would have been like the best direction for him would be main roster and have him just slaughter, you know, enhancement talent for 9 months. And you know, but I don't know. I haven't seen anything in ring from him that tells me he's capable of a great match. Now you put him in there with the Gargano, I'm sure, you know, it'll be a lot better. But yeah. Todd, main event. Then we can move on to SummerSlam.
He's a nice guy. I'll just go with that.
All right, so we'll get right into SummerSlam. All right, so I just watched it, so I should remember the order fairly well. We'll skip over.
We're banking on that.
Asuka and Sasha Banks Asuka and Bayley kicked it off.
Well, yes. No,
the United States belt.
Yeah.
Nothing. Oh, I kickoff.
It doesn't.
I mean, like, what? The kickoff is such a joke, man. Like, I'm already going to put 3 hours in here. You want me to watch the kickoff? Dude.
Yeah.
It had
anyway,
built,
here's
though.
The thing is that when I hit SummerSlam start from beginning, the first thing I saw was Renee Young saying, you know, like leaving or whatever. And then I skimmed to the beginning of when they gave the intro. Like, okay, so I don't know. What happened in the pre-show? The U.S. title was defended?
Yeah, Apollo or I just call him not Willie Mack because that was that story where Willie Mack didn't get signed and Apollo did. And like, man, you'd actually get it. He would actually be over if it was Willie Mack.
You know, if you have to explain why you do something, it's probably best you don't do it.
What?
Exactly. Keep going.
Shut up, Todd.
Might as well just rechristen the U.S. title, or the Intercontinental title, the kickoff title. Because,
yeah.
I mean, let's just stop.
It had build, though. That's the thing. It shouldn't have been on a kickoff, but there we go.
I got an idea why it was on kickoff, but I'll save it for later.
Please don't if it's what I think it is. All right, so getting into the main card, Bayley and Asuka. I was pleasantly surprised. I thought that was a really nice match. They went harder than I thought, considering you had the second match coming. Bayley cannot hit that sunset flip move into the turnbuckles, though. She always doesn't quite do it right. But other than that, I thought it was a pretty kick-ass match. What did you guys think?
It was fine. I was happy it ended.
Well, that's not a lot of enthusiasm. But
for a reason. It was just fine.
I didn't expect the finish. I thought Bayley was going to lose. But, you know, the way – I mean, I don't understand – because the way it finished is that, oh, Sasha took a bullet for Bayley, but that didn't really seem like it made an impact on what had happened. Because Bayley was actually able to put in, try to, was in position as Asuka was distracted by Sasha, and I guess I could see that. But the fact that it didn't take, I don't know. It just seemed weird that whole like the way things happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. I mean, it all made sense towards the end and later in the show, of course. They've taken forever to get to that singles feud with Sasha and Bayley. I mean, Sasha loses her smile. It gets cut off. I mean, this is one. I almost hope they can keep it going until WrestleMania, to be honest, because there's a lot of build there.
I actually feel really terrible for Sasha. That bitch can't defend her belt at least one time. So that actually, I'm actually like offended for her, but who the fuck am I?
She's really good. You can't deny that.
The match wasn't the greatest. I enjoyed it for what it was. But again, I think Bayley and Sasha are the best part of the main roster at this point.
Yeah. And remember how that started off. Bayley was not working at all as a heel, so they finally got there. All right. Next match, Ozzy.
Next match?
You have better memory.
Didn't he just say he could do this?
You don't have a goddamn list?
I'm working on the list.
Is it Garza and
yeah, we'll say it was.
Has a better memory?
Let's go to the tag match.
You're going to kill Ozzy. Has a better memory? There should be indicators that say not working well. Yeah,
I was putting have a better memory. Holy shit. All right, Street Profits versus Andrade and Angel Garza.
Frog Splash was awesome.
Yeah,
the Frog Splash was awesome.
That should be his new finisher.
I wish they would have come out angry, because it's like this guy was poisoned, and they're going to get their revenge like right here. Oh, yeah. Look, hold on. We got to get all these solo cups going before we're really mad. You know, or...
She roofied him. Yeah, get angry there, Montez. I mean, damn.
When they cut the promo, they cut a promo recently where they both seemed really serious and they weren't playing around. That was enjoyable to me, and I thought I was going to see that in match form tonight. And
that was before like they got the smoke they wanted. After that, they were kind of chill.
I think Montez is a future champion, world champion.
I hate to agree with you, but I do. He needs to bulk up, but yeah, I get that vibe too.
He's got a lot of charisma, and I'm sure they have their eye. I think they're going to split them within a year, and Montez is just going to get a huge, huge push. But this time, I think it might be justified. It's not going to be like splitting the primetime players who were a perfectly good tag team. Good match. Todd, do you have anything to add on this one?
I do. Next time, ask me what the next match is, because I have the list open now.
I have a list now. It wasn't in order, though, and that's what...
I don't know what match are. It was a tag match. The Street Profits are growing on me.
Yeah, I like the Street Profits. I thought the cup thing was pretty cool too.
God wants to smoke.
Yeah. Hopefully they don't ruin them though. But we'll see. All right, moving on to our next match, which is a weird one, because it had a lot of build, yet I don't think I could ever really get excited about a Mandy Rose match. And it was Mandy Rose versus Sonya Deville, loser leaves WWE. I gotta give props to Sonya Deville, is really good on the mic. So I do have to give her props for that. I don't think she
had to do a double take, because when she was coming out, I thought it was Matt Hardy for a second.
She comes back as broken Sonya. That'd be fucking hilarious. Or woken Sonya, or whatever the fuck it is on everything.
I'm going to say now, before I have to get it out first, who the hell dressed
Mandy?
Mandy, thank you. The least flattering outfit for a very attractive woman I think I've seen. Since, geez, I couldn't even think of one.
Basic Instinct. I told you during the show, she should have gotten the ice.
It had nothing about her hair, Dan. I'm talking about what she was wearing.
I agree. I don't get that. That was strange.
Sorry. Maybe I just had to throw that out there.
A little less skin, since this was like a... You
know, I'm not talking about skin, Dan. I'm saying it's not a very attractive outfit.
She looked like a snowman.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to be honest. The most memorable thing I recall about that match was her not being able to set up the table. And then she just falls against the ring.
I was dying.
I couldn't stop laughing, because it's like, okay, I get it. Like, you know, those tables, they can be a pain to set up. But if she kept at it, like, I wouldn't have and eventually got it, I wouldn't remember. But the fact that she threw it against the ring, like, that was going to... do something.
It got stuck.
Like,
in the
at first, I was like, "Oh, did Sonya go under the ring and she's trapping her in there?" Oh, no, that wasn't the case.
I was getting flashbacks of Luigi. I'm sure he's done that before.
You know what would have made that even
funnier when she was doing the super crazy spot where she was sliding the chairs along the table. If she just like whacked Sonya like right in the face, that would have been a Botchmania classic.
The cameraman, that was funny.
There's nothing much to say about the match itself, but I really think that they had a missed opportunity. Can you imagine the heel heat if they had gone through with Sonya actually shaving Mandy bald? That would have been awesome. But I'm sure she didn't want to do it. But yeah, the match, yeah, it was what it was. I mean, nothing more, nothing less.
I hope Sonya comes back, but yeah.
You said you thought maybe NXT.
Maybe she's just taking a break after everything.
Well, she didn't almost get fucking kidnapped, yeah.
That's true. Oh, that is.
That's what I was thinking. When did they add the stip? I didn't even realize it was till
on SmackDown Friday.
Yeah. Okay, then yeah.
The first show after it happened.
So she probably wants time, a break.
But yeah, definitely.
It makes sense.
I would.
If that happened to Alexa Pugs, I'm pretty sure I'd have to turn you in.
I'd be a detective, go after and find her. Fucking Liam Neeson that bitch.
FaceTime Pugs and there's like a bunch of
I will find trees. You and I will kill you.
Oh, that would have been awesome. All right, so moving on to Todd's most anticipated match, Seth Rollins versus Dominic Marino, Mysterio, street fight. What did you think? Give him credit. He looked pretty good.
He has no like facial emotion. He doesn't like, he needs to do something. Yeah.
Throughout the match, you know, there were some in there. Although like, here's the thing. Here's something that I had a major problem with is when they had Angie Mysterio, right? The mom.
Yeah.
They had her backstage and then they had her standing at the top of the ramp. I didn't buy any of that at all, because if that was real, she would have been down there like,
I think like chancla in hand, dude.
I think alone. Exactly. I think with the yeah. Cause, and when she's just standing there and she's arguing with him about interfering, it's like, no, when she came out, I was like, oh, she's going to go do something. Right. And then when Seth was walking towards her, I was like, oh, she's going to beat the fuck out of him. Like, that's just what I kept thinking. Like, you don't want to mess with Latin moms. She'll kill you.
That's
like,
the problem. No one said Vince McMahon down and said, no, 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 sir. This will never work the way this is planned.
How funny would that?
I didn't buy that at all. And then even when Dominic came back, like, okay, cool. He's going to be really pissed off now. But I wasn't buying, like, there wasn't any of that, like, you were going to do fucking what? Because I know the fuck, if that was me in that situation, there would have been a new, like, look in my eye after that moment, you know? And I didn't see any of that.
Would have got that box cutter from later in the show. You did what to my mom?
Exactly.
You know what would have been awesome if he, when he was running down the ramp, if she just like pulled out some pepper spray from her purse and just started blasting.
Oh, the taser!
I would have laughed my ass off. They did.
No, dude, miss. She should have just had a belt, man.
Yeah.
And just whipped the fuck out of him. That would have been, I would have bought every second of that. And then Dominic could have come back.
You can't.
Hell yeah.
The chocolate is like a ninja star. Just boom, right in Seth's face.
Well, I mean, no, but in all honesty, I'm dead serious. If she had a belt, I'm not, and I think a chocolate would have been ridiculous, but if she had a belt and just started like a thick belt and whipping the shit out of him, I would have been popped so hard.
Buddy that tries to get her off and she just starts whipping his ass too. Yeah.
And then Dominic could have built a comeback from that. I would have bought that.
Yeah. Remember that pop when Linda McMahon popped up and, you know, kicked Vince in the nuts? There's something about like moms, you know, going postal like that. I had a good time with this match. And, you know, again, they didn't get too crazy. The right guy won. I think this is obviously 1 week away. We've got Mysterio Rollins now at Payback. So. You hate him so much.
I don't get the point of this show coming like a month later still.
With no retribution either.
That's my biggest issue.
I think they're saving that for tomorrow because I think they wanted to do Roman tonight and mm-hmm. and that stuff tomorrow, which may actually
set up for well, whatever.
Yeah, they
won't. Actually, what I mean is like might actually go hand in hand. Is it?
No, I get what you're saying. My thoughts on the match were Kid did good. I can't say anything bad about him. He's solid. My only comment was the facials, but I mean,
I agree.
His dad. I mean, it's not like he's the master of facials wearing a mask the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Put him in the mask. I don't understand why he didn't come out with the mask tonight. Quite frankly,
we've seen his stupid.
Well,
face
no. Already. Here's the thing: is that yeah, in Lucha Libre, if you have a mask, you have it on all the time, or you don't have it at all.
Okay, but here's the biggest issue with what you just said. You said in Lucha Libre. As Ray has a mask that he already was removed. WWE doesn't care about traditions. That's why.
No, but still, I'm pretty sure that it was Bischoff that made him take off the mask. And had that not happened, he would have had the mask on his entire career.
Understand, mm-hmm. but it doesn't matter. He unmasked. If we're going like Mexican traditions of Lucha Libre.
Right, but I understand. Okay, that's a topic for another time.
Okay,
because I thought for a second what he had behind him, I realized after it was a hood, but at first I thought it was a mask he was gonna put on. I was like, well, he's gonna put on the mask. Who? It's like
AEW does that shit. The Dark Order, they walk out with the mask.
There you go. That doesn't help anybody.
Well, I'm just saying, if there's a precedent for it.
I think it's good.
Oh no, Ray, I hate that shit.
When Ray retires, he'll probably pass the mask on him. That's all they'll do.
Oh my god, can that be tomorrow?
Then how long gonna be
now? If you didn't see him for like 5 years and he came back or whatever, he comes back in 2 years or whatever, and he's wearing a mask. That then, like, and he wears the mask the entire time. Then that'd be cool.
Was Ray a Virgil to you at like an autograph signing as a kid, Pugs? You've got like a strong hate.
I don't.
I'm the one who hates Ray.
You can see me on Lucha Underground cussing this dude out several times.
Did you say he turned and looked at you?
Yeah. I'm the only one fucking like flipping him off, and he's just like, "Why?"
I would have been there with you, Pugs.
Oh man, he botched one spot too. They had it for TV. The crowd went silent. You can hear me. You can ask Rob and them. I go, ha! Echoes. Fuck that guy.
All right. Well, on that note, moving on to our next match.
And but for the record, Dominic looks like Ray's dad.
I will say he looks just so young, and I think he will benefit at some point from just having that mask, but yeah, he looks like he got the in-ring down pretty good. All right, Sasha Banks versus Asuka. I mean, Asuka's awesome. I think she did a pretty good job in both matches. More interested to talk about the finish. We kind of touched upon it a little bit at the beginning.
And I think that's where I got it confused in my head, because even though Asuka won, Bayley still distracted her, even though she, you know, Bayley wasn't hit. She missed. Asuka still went after her, and Sasha was still able to put in some offense. So it doesn't make sense the way they sold it. Like, oh, Bayley didn't take the hit. It's like, well, it didn't matter because she still distracted Asuka. So what's your point, Byron Saxton? Chill out.
Let me ask you guys, who ultimately, once, you know, they split, who do you think's going to be the heel and who's going to be the face?
Bayley will be heel.
You think they'll keep her that way?
Yeah. Because we feel sorry. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I feel sorry for Sasha, so I'm ready for her to turn face and start getting some wins and defend a damn title successfully. Like, I think next week at Payback, that she's going to turn on Bayley and just cause... Oh, damn, that just... I just screwed up my own thing. But I don't think she's going to care, and she's going to fuck it up for them.
I don't know if it's going to be go that way or just they lose and now she's got no belt, you know, and there's Bayley with, you know, the holding the gold. I'm kind of excited. Bayley's weird because she was so awesome in NXT and then they put that belt on her too fast on the main roster and it killed her because there was no struggle. It took forever for her to get that belt in NXT. And when she finally did, it's a huge moment. And so they kind of killed her character, and I'm really glad, quite frankly, that she's managed to salvage things with this new heel character. Anything else to say about this one? I know we touched on it earlier.
No, it was a good match.
Or, I like this one better than the Bayley and Asuka one, except the ending.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, moving on to not our main event, but our WWE title match between Drew McIntyre and Randy Orton. I think I am happy here. Big mistake if they put the belt back on Orton again. Look what happened with the Fiend, or not the Fiend, Bray Wyatt at the time. It was too soon for Drew to lose. I know you guys disagree.
Not really. Just I don't want Randy Orton as champion. Like, I know he's big and bad, and like he's a go to. You can count on him.
But yeah.
He's boring, and right now it's not as boring as it could be, which is not really like a high praise. But like, Drew's cool. He hasn't really had a chance to shine too much. His opponents have been whack, so he just needs someone better.
Well, yeah, Dolph Ziggler, yeah, he's had a lot of, you know, we know where this one's going kind of deals. I thought they had a really good match. Obviously, there's going to be another one at Payback because, you know, backslide finish wasn't definitive. But I think they got to keep the belt on him. Any thoughts on the main event, Todd?
No, On the main event or on this match?
This match.
This match. I'm sorry. Title matches always feel main event.
No. It was all right.
Okay. All right. Now the main event.
There you go.
Oh. Now the main event. Fiend and Braun Strowman. There you go, Pugs. So, Pugs, I know you're happy.
I was. Dude, that was a shit fucking ending, but we'll get there. Even before Remission came back.
It was fun. No, I was very pleased to see the Fiend win, especially mm-hmm. because when they made, again, back to the whole "I'm the most evil," God, so stupid, because it doesn't feel natural, but because they built and invested so much on making you think that the Fiend is, you know, scary creature, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was glad that he's now finally at the top, so it legitimizes his character. Because otherwise, I mean, man, he can't take many more losses. But then seeing the aftermath of what Pugs was referencing to, mm-hmm. That kind of dampened on it. I would have rather seen that tomorrow, so that way, you know, it could have, like, especially in the Thunderdome, to have like some cool effects with the Fiend winning. You know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the one chance, the one guy who is the most legitimate one to be evil, was the one that should have had the most effects happen when they won. Especially like what you just saw on SmackDown with, you know, Bray Wyatt going in the ambulance and then it backing up and then seeing the Fiend come out. That set you up for, you know, like, okay, you know, crazy shit should happen, you know, like flames or something. I don't know. And then having Roman come out. Raw would have been, I think, more.
Well, they know he's coming.
Impactful, I guess. So that way, but then they probably they wanted something because they're probably gonna they better reveal this Retribution thing, like, already. Because
yeah,
I didn't buy this whole when they showed up on SmackDown. I didn't buy anything at all because we had seen them destroy a ring, and here mm-hmm. are all these LED panels, and they're just gonna leave those alone. Like, if Retribution went into the things and started smashing, like, essentially fans' faces, that would have been a fun visual to see. And that would have, like, legitimized it, like, oh man, these guys are real assholes. They're causing a lot of damage. But having them just go to the ring, just, all right.
Tommaso, you know, Ciampa might be a good reveal as that leader.
You know, it's funny. I saw like a little tiny one. I'm like, are they trying to make everyone think it's like Marco Stunt and AEW? Because they're all kind of like those size of guys.
Yeah.
Tiny.
I'm just wondering if they're trying to, you know, confuse people.
Dude, I kind of wish Roman would have came in during the match and not after. And mm-hmm. I think that would have been better. Like, because then it would be dirty and we can have another one at Payback. Now it's just, maybe they'll have a three-way or something. I don't know, but I was enjoying the hell out of the match up until the ending. Both those Sister Abigails were weak as fuck. And I'm like, that's it? Okay. I didn't kick out. Whatever. My boy's champion at the moment for a week.
I like Braun, but he's not a good champion. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, I think that belt is...
That's just messed up. After he does the same haircut as Dan, he's going to go and talk smack on him.
Shut up.
How dare you?
I said he's good. He's just not good as champion. Doesn't need it. Just give him something else. Maybe have him make it up to Alexa, and they can become tag champs at Mania or something.
Where the hell was she? This is... Stupid Roman. We get Roman instead of Alexa? What about Alexa?
But yeah, I mean, SummerSlam was okay. Nothing like mind blowing, but there was nothing like awful either. So
all I think is like, I caught up for this shit.
Hey, look at the main event of NXT. This is like one of the first times where
SummerSlam
was probably on par. I mean,
yeah,
you know, although the ladder match was really good, but all right. So I think that's all we.
Before we go, Strowman being a bad champion, that's not entirely true. He just hasn't really had an opportunity, just like McIntyre. Mm-hmm. Mind you, he went up against.
He didn't get a proper build to it because it had like he was thrown into that match with Goldberg.
Yeah,
they didn't anticipate that happening. That so there wasn't a proper build with it. So if you don't have a proper build, it's hard to have a proper reign.
Yeah,
no,
that's true. Fair point.
So I hope he beats the shit out of Roman, whether he's champion or not.
No, he's gonna be.
I really hope prepare yourself now. I know he's gonna beat. He's gonna win. He might not beat up the Fiend, but he's gonna win somehow. But I hope this brings the Wyatt family back together then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So there could be some cool things coming. I think Raw tomorrow will actually be better than SummerSlam.
Well, we'll see. But real quick, Ozzy, I know you got to go. Do you have any final thoughts?
Fuck you, Dan.
Well, there goes my final thoughts.
Hey,
you know Dan thinks he won this, right, by the way?
Sure, yeah. He completely destroyed us all in his review of SummerSlam.
I don't do that.
Good night. He loves us all, you know?
KFWX.
Anyhow, have a good night, all.
All right.
Get out of here. We're wrapping right now.
All right. Wish you Maxwell.
All right. Well, we lost Ozzy. I don't know. There's still a spot for him, but...
Well, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures, guys, support us. Only at $1, exclusive uncensored content. Facebook Horror Cartel and the Flesh Wound Features Facebook page, fleshwoundfeatures.com, and Twitter at Flesh Wound Radio. So check it out.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.